Every day, the people who broadcast the news to us have to decide what's going to be big news and what's going to be little news. The big news they talk about first, and the little news may not get mentioned at all. Unfortunately, there are often disasters that occur every day, and they may or may not be big news. Most disasters produce casualties, but casualties are sort of little news. That means people got hurt. Then there are fatalities. And when there are fatalities, well, sadly, that makes it big news. Somebody was killed. The fatality factor seems to propel news to page one. Now, the story of Christmas has a casualty in it, and a fatality, and a champion. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about the Christmas knockout. Now, I know you thought this was about Christmas, and it is, but we're suddenly going to be in the Garden of Eden for a minute with our word for today from the Word of God, which is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The great tragedy, perhaps the greatest tragedy of history, has just taken place as Adam and Eve have chosen to disobey God. Sin has entered a perfect world, and God is already talking about the solution. He speaks to the serpent, who is the devil, and says, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He," that's her offspring, "will crush your head, and you," that's the serpent, "will strike his heel." Okay, what's this all about? Well, did you know that Christmas began in the Garden of Eden? Yeah, the answer for sin began at the moment sin entered the world, because God says here there will come a man ultimately descended from Adam and Eve, from the very people who perpetrated sin in the world. A man will come to crush the serpent. Notice the verbs here. It says the serpent Satan will strike the heel of the Messiah who will come. Satan's going to be able to hurt the Redeemer. That happened at the cross. But it was canceled 3 days later, when Jesus Christ walked out of his grave. But notice what the Redeemer is going to do to the serpent, crush his head. That's the difference between a casualty and a fatality. When the Redeemer comes, Satan will receive a death blow. You need to know that the devil, for all of his interference in your life right now, is a dead man or a dead whatever. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 says, Christ disarmed the powers and authorities and made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So if you're in Christ and if you belong to Jesus, the most the devil can do is to wound you. You may be a casualty, but thank God you will never be a fatality. Satan tried over and over again to wipe out the messianic line, the family from which Jesus would come. And then he tried to wipe out all the babies that were the age of baby Jesus. It didn't work. He's beaten. Why would you ever let the devil or his people beat you or intimidate you? God has entered human history in person. Everywhere Jesus went, the forces of darkness surrendered. Everywhere Jesus goes now through your life, those forces of darkness still must surrender. So Christmas isn't just a warm and fuzzy little story about a baby in a stable and a star. No, in the battle for human lives, in the battle you're facing today, Christmas is God's knockout punch.